In South Carolina, all political parties are equal, but some are apparently more equal than others. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, brought to you in part by BenSwan.com. South Carolina law requires that the state pay for open primaries using taxpayer funds. The state finances both the Democrat and Republican Party primaries. But last month, members of the South Carolina Libertarian Party found out they're apparently not as equal as the other two major parties. South Carolina has a new election law, which says that parties that want to nominate their candidates by convention must first put the question on the June ballot. Fair enough. But in South Carolina, the state is denying the Libertarian Party access to a primary in which to get their vote that they need to nominate by convention. Michael Carmany, chairman of the South Carolina Libertarian Party, says he was shocked to receive a letter from the State Election Commission denying his request for a June primary. Why? Well, I'll explain after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So why would the State Election Commission in South Carolina tell libertarians they have no right to be on the primary ballot? The reason? More ridiculous than you would think. The state claims they cannot financially afford to comply with a new law signed into law by Governor Nikki Haley last June. Michael Carmany with the Libertarian Party of South Carolina tells BenSwan.com, quote, "They are breaking the law. Our tax money is being used to spend on Republicans and Democrats, but they don't want to spend it on any other parties." What's happening in South Carolina really comes down to this. The state has a new law that requires equal access for Republicans, Democrats, and any other political party. And yet we're told that the state will not comply with that law because they cannot afford it. Well, here's the answer to that problem. Equal means equal. If you cannot afford to allow the Libertarian Party on the ballot or to pay for their primary, then don't pay for Republican or Democratic primaries either. Require every candidate to be a write-in. Now, of course, that won't happen because Republicans and Democrats believe they have an absolute right to the ballot. For everyone else, apparently the ballot is just a privilege.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver, only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
Get the newest book, Epigenetics, by Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, and receive a free membership to purchase all products that Dr. Wallach formulated at wholesale prices. You'll also get a free CD of the most famous health lecture in the world, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Join the health revolution and learn to deal with health issues with all natural products. You'll receive all this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge at 888-311-4311 or Shar at 800-969-9272. If you don't reach someone, just leave your name and phone number and your call will be returned. Again, you'll receive Dr. Wallach's book, Epigenetics, a free membership to enjoy wholesale prices on all of Dr. Wallach's products, and the CD, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, all for just $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge right now at 888-311-4311 or Shar at 800-969-9272. Call now.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Obamacare stories are worse every day. Medical treatment in Thailand can offer Americans some genuine options at fractional prices of U.S. treatment. Nursing homes, elder care, fractions of U.S. prices, and such superior options. The money you save could easily purchase a condo or two. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down and dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
The following program is for educational and informational purposes only and is not to be construed as medical advice. Please consult a physician of your choice with any health or medical concerns.
It's time now for Healing Our World with Mary Toko.
Mary Toko has spent thousands of hours passionately researching natural health care and is dedicated to sharing her knowledge and wisdom.
If you understand what makes the body work and how to keep it healthy, you can have healthy children.
With over 30 years' experience in educating concerned families, Mary is passionately dedicated to helping save the children of this world.
By just getting that knowledge, they're going to be less fearful and have more information. I raised my 5 children completely outside the medical model.
The voice of hope. The voice of true health.
Nutrition, detoxing, cleansing the body.
A visionary with a mission. Here's your host, Mary Toko.
Everyone, and welcome to today's show, Healing Our World. I am filling in for Mary today. I'm the show's co-host. This is Jody Barnett with Harvested Health. And I want to thank everybody for taking time out of their Saturday to listen in. Today we've got an awesome speaker with us today, and an author, Andy Goss, is who we're going to be talking to today. And he is actually one of America's foremost experts on the history of our U.S. currency. Andy is the president of SDL Numismatics in Hawthorne, New Jersey, and he's also the member of the American Numismatics Association. He's authored and wrote a couple of books, The Secret World of Money and Uncle Sam Cooks the Books. And, you know, I think that this topic is something that a lot of people are going to be interested in because, you know, it just really seems like more and more nations are really dumping today on the American dollar. And, you know, Andy's going to get into today what that really means for our standard of living. You know, when we listen to the financial reporters on television and they're telling us that the stock market's, you know, hitting record highs, but basically, you know, there's some things that they're not telling us that has, you know, a lot more impact on our pocketbooks, you know, checkbooks, our standard of living, that the world is really kind of turning against our U.S. dollar. So more and more world leaders, it would appear, are questioning the American dollar. And so, you know, should it be dominant in the global trade? There's a situation, you know, that primarily benefits the U.S. consumers and the U.S. economy. Yeah, there is just, and some of these are things I'm taking out of some quotes out of Andrew's books. And, you know, it is just kind of alarming, you know, and I think that the more that the media keeps telling us, you know, that things are improving financially for us in the global market and so forth, you know, Americans are kind of sitting back and saying, okay, I'm getting a little comfortable with this, you know, like life doesn't have to be so scary. So, Andy, I want to welcome you to today's show.
Well, thank you. That was well said right there, Jody.
Oh, thank you. You know, well,
you know, you watch your neighbors, let's say, and they suddenly buy a new car, and then they take a couple of weeks of vacation, and the next thing you know, they're fixing up the house and, you know, making the yard look nice, and you stand there with your wife or your husband and perhaps say, gee, what are we doing wrong? How come they're doing so much better than we are? And then you go in at the kitchen table and look at the credit card statements and realize they're doing it all with debt, and
yes.
That's essentially what we've done in the way of this. I use my air quotes here. Recovery. We've done it all with debt.
Yeah, and from what I've studied, and I'm by no means an expert on any of this, just a consumer like everybody else in that capacity, you know, but when you're listening to, you know, them talk about it on CNN and when they're talking about our economy, and the deficit that our country has, I mean, they're talking staggering numbers.
Right.
And, you know, just me as a general consumer, and I'm thinking, okay, every time I get paid, I have to balance the checkbook. I have to see if what I've got coming in, you know, is going to equal what needs to go out. And so, therefore, consequently, if it doesn't, you have to cut your spending somewhere. And that doesn't mean, you know, you just reallocate something someplace else. It doesn't work.
Yeah, but how about if you could just take out a credit card and charge the difference? And if your credit card company said to you, don't worry about your limit because you don't have one, and you could just pay us interest every month. So this is really what the Federal Reserve Bank has done to the Congress. They've essentially said to them, there are no limits to what you can do, and as a result, they don't even think about things like how much money comes in, because they know that whatever doesn't come in, the Federal Reserve is going to create and loan to them. And there's the problem with our our system. You know, they originated it with tax bills for taxation were supposed to originate in the House of Representatives. And taxation was the only way to pay for the things that you needed. Obviously, they found another way. They established their own bank, Federal Reserve Bank, and they monetize or create money from a debt instrument. And Lord knows, there is no shortage of debt. And as long as people are willing to incur debt, then the Federal Reserve creates money and loans it to them. But here's the problem. You and I and the rest of everyone else, we have agreed to trade our collective labor and resources for these dollars, these Federal Reserve accounting units. And as we grow and build quantities of these things, we're effectively storing our wealth in these instruments, while at the other end of the pipe, the Federal Reserve is creating them like there's no tomorrow. And the reason we don't see it is because only 20 cents of every dollar circulates here at home. The dollar, it's funny, you hear people talking about the dollar as world trade leader. It is incredibly, by far. Okay, so China doubled last year. Their market share of how much people use Chinese money, right? That was the headline. Chinese share doubles. And one would think that's the death of the dollar. But it doubled from 1.4% to 2.8%. And, you know, here the U.S. dollar has 85% of the foreign trade market. So, you know, 85% of the world's trade is conducted in dollars. And greater than 80% of the world's reserves are stored in dollars. They are effectively, that's the one thing we export and do well, inflation. We send that out of the country.
Right, right. Well, I mean, and you know, I read something that's, you know, talks about, you know, the highest ever Dow in economic recovery, you know, that's, you know, what they're proclaiming that we're at right now. And so, you know, a lot of American people, they're just not really paying a whole lot of attention, you know, to what's going on in China or Russia, these central banks. I mean, and I'm thinking it's not as good as they're saying.
Well, no, you're correct, but outward appearance. So you look over at your neighbor's house, and it looks good from outside, doesn't it? I mean, they're putting new siding on, they're fixing it up, they got a new car, the place looks really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
So, absolutely.
That's where we are now. So, yeah, the stock market looks really great, and most certainly, if you listen to any economic reporter, they'll tell you 200,000 or 300,000 jobs a month, as though that's good. And unemployment is falling. New housing starts are up, and sales are up, and raising minimum wage. So from outward appearances, the appearance of a recovery is there. But your sense that something isn't quite right is well-founded.
Right. That inner angst is there. You know, because, I mean, you know, even when I was in high school, you know, we were taught and told that, you know, America was the world economic, you know, giant, and, you know, the military power and all of these other things, you know, and now we've got all these little mini wars going on right now, and, you know, there's been talk about, you know, that the currency isn't, going to be there anymore. So start investing in precious metals and golds and things like that, because that's what's going to be used as currency. I mean, I've seen all kinds of stuff, you know, different articles and whatnot, and it really truly kind of piques my curiosity as to, you know, okay, wow, where is this really going, and what are the average people like me, you know, and people trying to raise families and, you know, do the standard American dream of having a home, having a car, and sending their kids to college. What are we supposed to do?
Yeah. Well, we have answers.
Okay, good. Well, when we come back from the break, we will dig into some of those answers. Stay tuned with us, folks. We're going to be back with Andy Gase, The Fall of the American Dollar.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Healing Our World. This is Jody Barnett with Harvested Health. I'm co-hosting today, filling in for Mary. And today, our guest on the show is Andy Gosk. Andy, am I saying your last name right? I don't want to butcher your name. Am I pronouncing your last name properly?
You're doing just fine, Jody.
Okay.
Yes, okay. Gosk is correct, yes.
And, you know, Andy, you know, is going to be talking about the fall of the American dollar. And Andy has a website as well that has some wonderful, I was picking through it over the, during the commercial break. It's called AndyGoss.com, A-N-D-Y-G-A-U-S www.hillingourworld.se.com. And I'd encourage all of those people there listening today, you know, get on his website. He's got some really nice articles on here. He's got a lot of information for everybody. So the article topics were just amazing, what you've got on here. Well worth looking at. And so, you know, what I want to do is, like, let's dig into some of these questions, because I want to try and cover as much as we can. This hour flies by so fast.
Okay.
For decades, Andy, the U.S. dollar has been the world's most loved, stable, valued currency, right? Everybody knew the American dollar. Right.
And
there is a growing anti-dollar sentiment brewing, not just in Russia, but in other countries. You know, why is the world falling out of love with our money, with our dollar?
Well, because I think they're starting to realize that the strings attached to this dollar situation are more than they can bear. You know, I mentioned the first one, the exportation of inflation. So for every dollar that the Federal Reserve creates, 80 cents of it goes and circulates outside the country, and only 20 cents stays at home. Now, if anybody has been to the supermarket and purchased groceries, you know what's happening to prices here at home. Well, you can only imagine what its impact has been on foreign countries that store their wealth in dollars. So they're losing money at the same rate that we are. So they put away a dollar when it will buy, say, a tomato, and then they look at it again and go, hey, wait a minute, a tomato's $2 now. So as a store of wealth, the dollar is merely the cleanest dirty shirt in the laundry. In other words, there are no other more stable currencies, but it's not very stable. And that really is the key. I know, I remember when I started my first job in 65, I earned $1 an hour. Mm-hmm. You know, and my first house here in the New York suburbs cost $56,000. So today a kid starting gets $10 an hour, and a starting house is $300,000.
Oh,
so that says nothing.
It's crazy how things have jumped. You know,
right.
It was same
right.
for us. We put $39,000 for our first home. Now that's the down payment you need, you know, for
exactly.
a lot of these
exactly.
starter homes. Yeah.
Right. So what this does is intergenerationally, though, when we tell our kids, I remember when I was a kid and the old timers would tell me they would work all week for $20 and that they, you know, a cup of coffee was a nickel and they could ride the New York subway for a nickel. And of course, I didn't quite get it until I started to study money. And when President Nixon closed the gold window in 1971, gold was revalued from 1933 at $35 an ounce. So they were saying that they had printed 35 paper dollars for every ounce that they had on reserve. And quite honestly, Grandpa, you know, at $20 a week, I look up today, I see a $20 gold piece from 1928 is worth at least $1,400, like a used one, you know? And $1,400 for a week's labor, that Grandpa was doing pretty well. No wonder he could, right? No wonder he could work. And then how much of that 20 was taken as his income tax? Maybe 2%. Maybe. And that was a lot. So what has happened over time is that it appears we've been given more money, but in reality we've been given more money that's worth less. Now, a great many of my colleagues who buy and sell gold coins have this belief that you should sell everything you own and buy gold coins. But it's obviously, you know, it's like don't ask a barber if you need a haircut, because of course you need a haircut. In reality, while I personally have about 85% of my wealth in precious metals and things of that ilk, mostly numismatic coins, if someone asks me what they should do, I tell them 15 to 20% of your total net worth should be in something like gold coins. But the real key to this is to stay away from debt instruments and static dollar investments. So if you have your money parked in a money market account or a treasury bond or T-bill or a corporate bond or municipal bond, any of these elements that rely on a fixed rate of return and guaranteed principal, then you're exposing your money to this very inflation that is eroding its purchasing power. So you don't have to be a shareholder, which is what you are when you buy a debt instrument. So what you should do is go on the other side of the equation and buy only equity and do it with borrowed money. Now, I know there's a lot of folks out there telling us that we should pay for our house as quickly as we can. Well, it's not paying for your house that makes you money. It's the leverage and the ability to buy an asset before you can actually pay for it and own it while it appreciates in value. So for that reason, I published a newsletter, Debt as a Blessing. And I tell folks that you should take all the equity out of your house all the time. And then you should reinvest that money in other equities that will also grow in value. And in this fashion, the government is your partner. And you're, of course, writing off any interest that you pay against any income that you might earn. So playing within the system and within the game in such a way that you don't expose yourself to the ravages of inflation, that's how you get ahead. And you want to know, here's the ironic thing, is that the three things we were taught to do with money, and tell me if these resonate with you, Jody. It's okay. The first thing was save your money.
Yep.
That was the first thing we were taught. And the second one was pay off your debts early. And the third one was live debt-free.
Absolutely.
Now, I'm here to tell you that all three of those in an inflationary environment are the worst things you can do. And that it's got to fly in the face of what everyone's been taught about money all their life, which is, of course, just the way they want it. You have 77 million baby boomers retiring and having been retired now for a couple of years. So 2010 was the peak of the crest. Mm-hmm. And after 2010 now, they're retiring at quite an alarming rate, about 10,000 a month. 10,000. Excuse me, no, 10,000 a day. That 10,000 a month is new millionaires. The 10,000 a day are retiring throughout this calendar year 2014. When the crest peaks, we will have 85 million retirees in this nation. And they have amassed almost $13 trillion over the last 40 years by working hard, saving their money, paying their debts early, and living debt-free. As a result, this net cash that they own, if you look at a metric on the Fed's website called MZM, which is money with a zero maturity, you'll see that these baby boomers have their money in cash. It's sitting in CDs and checking accounts and the types of investments that will be ravaged by inflation. So this is the plan, and I hate to say it. If you cut the value of the dollar in half, then you cut the value of these folks' savings in half. And if you could take $6 trillion from them without them ever realizing that you did it, all you have to do is create $6 trillion and put it into circulation. And that's exactly what the Fed has done. If you look at their balance sheet or the H-4-1 release, you'll see that they've amassed $1.6 trillion worth of mortgage-backed securities and $2.7 trillion worth of U.S. Treasury debt, along with a balance sheet of another $2 trillion in foreign assets. We owe the money not to the Chinese, folks. They only have $1 trillion in our debt. But it's the Federal Reserve banks and their owners that have amassed the bulk of the nation's debt. And against it, they've issued this money that we all accept as though it has some sort of substance or value. I say it has none.
Wow. Well, like I've even been paying attention, you know, like here recently, I've noticed the price of gasoline has, it's gone down, you know, in our area here in Indiana. Now, you know, if major, I want to talk when we get back from the break, but if major international oil purchases are conducted with currencies that are other than the dollar, I want, when we come back, I want to discuss how is that going to affect us in the U.S. Stay tuned, folks.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, I'm David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Let's work together to support RBN. For every publication sold from TakeFromCaesar.us during the month of July, I'll donate $20 and give you 10% off the sale price. Simply enter RBN2 in the coupon code window of the shopping cart page, click Update, then enter your personal information to place your order. TakeFromCaesar.us, RBN2 in the coupon window, 10% off. $20 to RBN for every item sold. Doing my part while helping you do yours. Support RBN today.
And welcome back to Healing Our World. This is Jody Barnett with Harvested Health. And today we are talking with Andy Goss, and we're talking about the fall of the American dollar. And before the break, Andy, I was brought up the issue of, you know, gas prices and oil. And, you know, I read a quote of something that you had said, that France's largest oil company recently announced publicly that there is no reason to pay for oil in dollars, and that they intended to incorporate the euro in their future oil transactions. And, you know, for the ramifications for America, as nations around the globe start to dump the dollars they now hold in reserve for purchasing oil, you know, that could be really, really bad for us, you know, and the gas prices, they fluctuate so much right now, it seems like, on a day-to-day basis, you know. Dig into that topic for me a little bit, because I know what I've spent in gasoline for our vehicles this last year. I told my husband it was time to dig out the bicycles and park the car.
Yeah, you got it. And electric vehicles are, of course, making that a possibility. So, you know, we've been on an oil consumption binge for the better part of the last half a century. And the muckety-mucks got together in 1945 at a place called Bretton Woods up in New Hampshire, and they agreed that the member nations of the world will settle their obligations in gold, or its equivalent. And at the time, the equivalent of gold was the dollar. So as a result, nations around the world started stockpiling dollars in order to pay for their oil. And that is really what we walked away from Bretton Woods, and in fact from World War II. And that was the ability to price every barrel of oil in the world in dollars. And we all know what happened to oil consumption after World War II. Everybody started buying cars, and the industrialization of the world meant that nations around the world started buying cars, and Detroit was rolling there for a while, and then the Japanese got into the act, and just cars were cranking out, and every time a car hit the road, naturally, it needed to burn gasoline. Well, you know, the dollar and oil have been intertwined ever since, but the nations of the world that produce this oil, in 1971, when President Nixon closed the gold window and said, well, you know, we're not going to tell you how many dollars we've printed from now on and let you redeem it for gold. From now on, if you want gold, you have to go into the open market to buy it. That, of course, was the beginning of all of this. As the nations of the world started to recognize that they were going to accept these paper obligations of the government in exchange for their oil, then they had to have some value. And, of course, the Federal Reserve provided that. And since world trade is conducted in dollars, it makes sense for nations around the world to store these things. But with the advent of what you just mentioned, of course, things like this, bilateral trade agreements where other nations, tired of storing dollars that continually lose value, decide that they're going to conduct their affairs in a different currency, the more that that happens, the worse it is for us, because obviously, if there are fewer dollars overseas, that means they only have one place to go, and that's here at home, and start competing for things here, which causes prices to rise. So while you may have witnessed a temporary fall in the price of gas in the short term, the fact is that the price of gas will continue to increase, especially relative to the dollar. But the important point here is, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, well, I was going to say, that doesn't just affect gasoline, it's petroleum made goods, period, across the board. So that's, we're going to see, you know, that's going to affect tires and, you know, rubber hoses and anything that, you know what I'm saying? Am I right?
Oh, yeah.
It's all connected.
Oh, mm-hmm. Absolutely right. You know, the amount of things that are used, crude oil and petroleum products, it's amazing what they make out of petroleum. But the fact remains that for every mile that a petroleum car rides, it's 14.8 cents. And that money is directly added to our trade deficit, because for the most part that money goes to a foreign country for the fuel that we burn here. Now granted, Canada is our biggest, so I mean it doesn't go that far, but mm-hmm. it still leaves our nation. So now reverse that trend and say, we're going to start fracking and bringing up natural gas and using the natural gas instead of oil to run our refineries, and B, we're going to put electric cars on the road that electric fuel is generated by natural gas at these refineries. So now instead of 14.8 cents added to the trade deficit, now it's 3.7 cents, about the cost to operate an electric vehicle per mile, added to the gross national product. So if we stay on this trend, the reversal could be rather quick, and that would offset some of the damage and some of the loss that we're going to incur as these nations start to bail out of the dollar. That proposition alone will start to add strength to the dollar as we rely less on foreign imports and more on electrically generated grid energy. So I'm hopeful on that side, but on the other side, you have to watch the Fed's balance sheet, because the more dollars they create, the less they're going to be worth, and the more upset the other countries of the world will continue to get. And the more incentive we give them, the more they're going to dump the dollar. So yeah. I think they better take some steps to strengthen the dollar and rather quickly before the whole world turns against it.
Well, and you know, I want to touch on something else too, because it's my grandfather used to say this, and I remember him talking about it when I was young, you know, that when the U.S. wanted to spark, you know, more prosperity, they would just wage a war,
right,
you know, to keep the the funds and the dollar running high. Is there really some truth behind something like that?
Indeed it is. You know, war has constantly been thought of as a stimulative palliative for a bad economy. And that is simply because the government borrows money and then spends it into circulation to buy war material, which causes everyone else to rush to the factory to go to work. And then, of course, you take the bomb up in the airplane and go to a foreign country and drop it on somebody's house. And now you've destroyed the bomb, you've destroyed the house, and there's nothing productive that came from the labor and the money that you created and spent. So it's not inflationary. See, look at it from the other side. And look at it like Hoover Dam instead. So instead of going to war, where you destroy things, destroy productivity, and destroy the money that's created so that there is no inflationary effect, imagine Hoover Dam. Imagine now, further, you build another one just like it, and you put everyone to work building the dam. You've borrowed the money to build the dam, and then as soon as it's finished, it starts spitting out money in the form of electricity. Right? And it pays back everything that you borrowed. Now you're actually increasing the standard of living, increasing the value of labor, increasing the individual net worth of everyone associated with the nation. That is inflationary. And from the perspective of the person that's creating money and putting it into circulation for nothing, you don't want inflation. Because if you have it, then your people will quickly recognize that the dollar or whatever you're using as currency has no value. So this is why that adage has come into being and why they use wars instead of a productive endeavor. I mean, it's the same thing, right? We need to put everyone back to work. Great. Let's build a solar factory in every state in the nation and teach everyone how to build solar panels. And then everyone else will teach them how to install solar panels. And pretty soon we'll have solar panels on every house in the country. And everyone will be working. And those solar panels will now generate the money that we borrowed in order to get people back to work. That would be inflationary, and that's why they don't do it. It's so simple. It's not difficult. A nation that controls its money supply controls its industrial base. Unfortunately, we don't control our money supply. It's controlled by the private banking consortium that we delegated it to back in 1913.
Right. Well, and I mean, so it's basically they just keep printing money. You know,
well, there's nothing wrong with printing money. This is my point. It's okay to print money. I'm all right with the concept of creating money in order to fund something like a Hoover Dam.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, the government was broke if you think about the time when Hoover Dam was built. You know, we were in a Great Depression. They had to create that money and put it into circulation. Now, all the economists are saying that's going to be inflationary. If you just create money and put people to work building a dam, they're going to spend that money and prices are going to rise. Well, yeah, that's exactly what we needed. Of course, it's easy to repair an economy and to put it into a working state if you want to. This nation is attempting to take over all means of production through regulation and direct ownership and then doling out to the citizen population just enough to keep us alive, eating, and able to vote. Beyond that, the rest of the wealth is accumulating to the elite.
Well,
the
I know all
transfer.
It's amazing how little the American people know or understand what's really going on. And, like, I know all of this electronic, you know, using all the debit cards and the credit cards and, you know, you can transfer money, you know, everything's done electronically. And so when we get back from the break, I want to touch on that a little bit, and then I want you to help our listeners, you know, give them some pointers on what are some of the first things they need to do to protect themselves and you know, what they need to start shifting, you know.
Silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's Supernatural Silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, Supernatural Silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver, only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com strategy 1 to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Healing Our World. This is Jody Barnett with Harvested Health. And again, today, for those that might be just joining us at the tail end, we have Andy Goss on the show today, and he's talking about the fall of the American dollar. And Andy, before we took the break, we were really digging into some stuff, and, you know, we were talking about the whole electronic currency thing here with all the debit cards and electronic transfers, and I personally, right, my guard goes up with that. It alarms
well,
me.
Well, it should, yeah. I mean, it was the last check and balance, that we had, you know, or look at it this way. Prior to 1971, any foreigner could show up at the Treasury window with 20 paper dollars, or 35 in the case of 71, forgive me, and to get 35 paper dollars to the Treasury, they would hand over an ounce of gold. Now, prior to Roosevelt taking us off the gold standard in 1934, went into effect, we, of course, had the ability to take 20 paper dollars in and set them on the counter and get a $20 gold piece. Or, you know, this was the reality of money. And so, once there is no check or balance left, so our ability after 1971 was, if you didn't, say you had $1,000 in the bank and you went into the bank and showed them your passbook or your checkbook, savings, whatever, and said, give me my $1,000. They would count out $1,000 on the counter. As a result of this, as we may have all seen in It's a Wonderful Life, banks stored up reserves so that when people came to ask for their money, the money would be there. And it was the only thing that gave them any discipline at all. You know, the fact that knowing that your customer might show up at the bank and ask for his money is what prevented them from loaning out every dollar that they brought in any kind of a deposit.
Mm-hmm.
And so we, as American citizens and bank depositors, always had the ability, you know, if you got mad at your bank, you go down there and you say, all right, close my account and give me my money. And they're supposed to count it out on the counter. Well, since I've started studying money, we've gone from where about half of the money was paper and half of it was electronic or book entry or checkbook entry. Now, 96% of everything we call money is just an electronic representation in a computer. And with less than 4% in printed coin or cash. That's why when Ladies Home Journal told everyone in 1999 that everyone should go to the bank and get $1,000 in cash and hide it under their mattress in case Y2K took down the grid. And I must say, I was mortified. Because the math said to me right then and there, there's not enough money to go around. That's what prompted me to write the book Y2Chaos, essentially that, you know, we would cause our own demise by asking for our money. There was just not enough of it to go around. Now, the Fed added a bunch of paper money then, but still, we only have $1 trillion in paper money, while if you ask people how much money they have in the bank, they have almost $17 trillion in cash in the bank. So having all of that money electronically means that the Fed and the banking system doesn't have to worry about having reserves. You know, you log into your computer and look at your bank balance, and then the moment you close the screen and log out, it transfers your money somewhere else. And this is the new reality of banking, that we don't have physical money. What we have instead is an electronic representation of money expressed by a debit or credit card. And let me tell you, it's like living in a fishbowl because you have no financial privacy whatsoever.
No, no. And that's the thing. I mean, it can be, you know, taken from you. You know, your stuff can get hacked.
Well, never mind that. Ask Vladimir Putin's boys what happens when, you know, the government gets mad at you. Here you have people in a foreign country frozen out of the banking system, frozen out of their dollar bank accounts from the United States. So I think this scared the pants off of everyone. You know, we had never done that before. We had sanctioned countries, but we never had done this where we froze the bank account of friends of the president of a foreign country in order to bring pressure to bear. And I think a lot of folks with money in the system recognize that that very moment, that with the push of a button, an American bureaucrat can freeze the financial assets of any individual citizen. And now with this new FATCA legislation, they have even more power than ever, because now they could reach to 73,000 banks worldwide and find accounts of American citizens. And I believe this is just a precursor for the wealth tax that's coming down the pike, where they simply add up how much you owe and then hand you, or how much you own rather, and hand you a tax bill. That is an advent I think Americans are not quite ready for.
No, I personally, myself, know I wouldn't be ready for that. So, and, you know, how can our listeners, you know, what are some of the things that they should start implementing? What are some of the things they should do to protect themselves and their savings against some of these?
Remember what I said about a barber and a haircut, right? I buy and sell gold coins, so naturally I think gold coins are a part of everyone's portfolio, or should be. But at the same time, I recognize that folks don't understand how the money system works, and so that would probably be number one in my book. Educate yourself. So I have, for example, three audio CDs, Jody. One is entitled The Definition of Money. So it'd be nice to know what it is you're storing and what is money and what isn't money and how money is characterized. And so your listeners can have that one for free. I also have another one on the Federal Reserve. A lot of people talk about these banks and no one knows what they really are. This half-hour audio CD goes into what the Federal Reserve is and how they operate. Again, your listeners can have that one free. And then the third one, Protecting Your Wealth. Well, you know, to me, that's the hard and rational truth of what to do with your money. I think if you are upset or concerned about the way the system operates, don't be a shareholder. The Constitution provides you lawful money. Use it. That's the way you should store your wealth. And your listeners can get all three of these half-hour audio CDs, listen to them at their leisure, make their own determinations, but educate yourself so that you understand how the system works, and then you'll know exactly what to do to protect yourself. Aside from that, I have, of course, a quarterly newsletter that we give additional educational tips to, and I'll give these free to your listeners. If they'll mention, just mention that you heard it on Mary Taco's show, but when Jody was on the air, and I'll send you three audio CDs, absolutely free. You just have to mention Jody's name. Say that magic word, Jody, and we'll send you these three CDs. Now, that third one, Protecting Your Wealth, really, again, deals with what to do with your money. If you don't have any to invest, then there's pointless to get that one. But the first two, obviously, protecting your, the definition of money and the Federal Reserve, they're very informative, very educational, not a bit of commercial content. They are strictly for educational purposes. So I, again, would urge you to educate yourself, learn the system and how it works, and then play within the rules, and you'll get ahead.
Wonderful. Well, and thank you for those gifts for our listeners. That's amazing. Now, where can people go to actually, where do they go to get those CDs from you?
Well, we forgot that part. Okay, so 800-468-2646. Jot that number down. You can call it any time in the next week or so. You don't have to run to the phones right now, but 800-468-2646. Just mention that you heard it on Jody's show. And we'll send you three half-hour audio CDs. You can put them in the car, play them while you're working in the house, and get yourself a bit of an education so that you can at least understand. And I would hope if you like them enough, you'll subscribe to my newsletter, patronize my company, and if I get some business out of the deal, great. But if not, there's no obligation. You can have the CDs free of charge, listen at your leisure, and make your own determination. 800-468-2646, mention Jody's show.
Well, I'll tell you, this has been an awesome show because you pulled some things out that I really wasn't aware of, wasn't clear on. I mean, you know, I was taught and have five children and taught them the same thing. Save your money, mm-hmm. Stay out of debt, you know,
right.
Try and own everything to where you're paying cash for it. And because just you pulling out that the way the economy is right now, that's not going to work for you. That's going to work against you. That just like blows my mind. It goes against everything I was taught.
Right. Well, because we were taught, we're contemporaries. I have four children and they're grown and they're having children. And, you know, it is the period when the dollar was real, according to the Constitution, it gained value. And in that environment, all those make sense. But we don't have that anymore. We have something different. We need to adapt.
So sad. Andy, thank you so much for coming on the show today and for sharing with our listeners. It was an amazing show. And you please enjoy the rest of your day and your weekend. And listeners, we'll tune in again next week. Thank you.